This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Jonathan Schell says he's focused on four key areas during his administration. Commissioner Schell says the four areas will help further develop agriculture in the state of Kentucky.
Row crop infrastructure, research and development around our infrastructure in the state of Kentucky, our port systems, our granaries, our elevators, looking at research and development on our end users, whether that be on the feedstock side of this, of feeding pork, poultry, and beef cattle and dairy.
Schell says one area for possible growth is aviation fuels.
The biofuel side of this, which you all have down there, Hopkinsville Elevator, which is an unbelievable asset for Kentucky. But we need to go beyond where we currently are to push the envelope to get to that next level. And I think where we're going to find that is on the aviation fuel side.
He adds finding more processing and marketing for Kentucky food products is essential.
We'll do a great job in poultry and pork. We need to do a better job in beef cattle. We've got to get beef processing here in the state. The third thing is on food production networks, of getting more fresh food in to these places that are retail outlets like your Kroger's, Publix, Walmart's, also into major purchasers and consumers of food like school districts, hospitals.
Traveling to Bluegrass will return in a moment.
The Case IH Farmall 100-day series tractors come equipped with a powerful, fuel-efficient Tier 4B final engine with horsepowers ranging from 110 to 140. Visit H&R AgriPower to experience this robust, simple, easy-to-operate tractor, perfect for livestock producers or smaller-scale farmers. Updates include a new control panel that moves and tilts with the steering wheel, an electronically controlled engine, and an economical drivetrain. For more information, visit H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield today.
Farm Credit Mid-America is a lender that has farmers' backs. With its patronage program, they give patronage-eligible customer owners a portion of their profits as cash. To date, patronage-eligible customer owners have gotten back more than $1.25 billion as patronage over the last 8 years. It's one more way Farm Credit Mid-America is showing up for farmers and strengthening rural communities. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. For more on patronage eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You're listening to Traveling to Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
Agriculture Commissioner Jonathan Schell says shortening the distance between the farmer and the consumer is another priority.
On-farm retail, direct farm marketing, and local farmers' markets of getting more closer from the farm gate to the food plate. And
he adds farmers across the state are excited about the potential growth.
These farmers are really seeing that there's some opportunities available for that. And what we've got to do is to help become the consumers in the state, the end user here, so that we can sell it out to the rest of the world.
Follow Traveling to Bluegrass on Facebook and other social media and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com, Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'm Al Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.